Coach Vickerman, thanks so much for jumping on for a chat. How's life at the Pullman in Melbourne?
The Pullman's been good. We had a good little recovery session down. It wasn't quite Brighton Beach, a little bit before that. A little bit of American football and a swim down there today. So, no, good recovery.
Vicko, let's talk this series against Melbourne. They're obviously one of the league leaders in both points per game and pace. What's the key to slowing them down?
You know, as I said last night, you know, we built this team on defense and rebounding. You know, the two areas that have been important every game we've played them so far, and they're going to be throughout the series. And if we can limit their possession and limit their ability to run with our rebounding, and then, you know, I think we've got a pretty good system in place for doing our best to guard the three ball at the moment. And at times we're going to be mismatched in the post, but, you know, we think that's a greater priority is to take away that three ball.
What about Chris Golding? You've had some success with him over the course of the season. What is it you've been doing that's been effective?
You know, he's such a rhythm guy when he gets going, and we're... I think any time he makes one or two, we'd just try to make some changes, whether that be with a timeout, to put someone different on him, to, you know, just slightly adjust our defensive strategy on him. But, you know, he's one of the best guys in the league. If, you know, he makes a few in a row, he can just pile on 10, 12 points real quickly.
What's the latest update regarding Corey Webster?
Baby's arrived.
Hey,
and, so name, I'm not sure. I guess I'm not supposed to release it. Cove, which is interesting.
What is it?
Name. Cove.
Cove. Cove. I guess the question is that allowed in New Zealand?
What's that?
Well, didn't Ty have a bit of issues with the name Major?
Major, you had some issues with that one.
He did.
didn't like that one.
No, they didn't like that. Is Cove okay?
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay.
But baby mum, everyone's doing well, so he'll join us a bit later tomorrow.
Dean, talk us through what we're going to see a lot of, that high pick and roll with Hakeem Warwick. I mean, you obviously can't give open looks to Holt and Golding coming off that, but what's the approach to guarding that?
Well, I think what you saw the other night was, you know, he's so good at... you know, it's not a lob at the rim right now. He's catching it so early.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're trying to tag as much as we can, you know, from the weak side to stop him, getting that catch and, you know, limit his opportunities just to be the great athlete that he is. And so, you know, there's times he is as good a shooting team as they are. You know, there's different times that you've really got to pack the paint and clog it up on him.
Speaking of packing the paint, clogging things up in the middle, what's the go with Alex Pledger?
Yeah, no, he just felt a little... he felt it on the plane, that he just wasn't 100%, and there was a little dizziness getting off the plane, but he just thought that was a, you know, something that he'd experienced before. And, once he got through that first quarter and he just felt like, you know, he wasn't right, and at halftime he just got really dizzy, so we shut him down. But, he's had good energies today, and he hasn't turned into... you know, any kind of viral infection, and so, you know, okay, we think he'll be close enough to 100% on Thursday.
You guys are going to do any more checkups on that? I mean, strange not to know what's brought that about. You worried about that?
Yeah. No, you know, obviously we've had him see the doc, and so he recommended a couple of things for us, and you know, the worst case scenario was what we had with Ivan Himes over in Singapore, where he got a vertigo and they put him out for, like, you know, 3 months. So I don't think it's that.
Okay.
Dean, we've had a bit of a Nick Nolte theme running throughout the podcast. I want to play you a clip from one of his classic movies and ask you a question, okay?
Sure.
How bad can it get? Just how goddamn bad can it get? This is by far the worst team that has ever sat in this locker room.
will you call on some blue chips throughout the series if things go pear-shaped, or are you a little bit more circumspect?
No, I don't know if I've ever gone there.
Do you have that? Have you got that, Dean?
My biggest blow-up this year was in Townsville in the game that we played up there this year, and you know, when you're looking for something to kick and you get frustrated. And so we had our stretchy bands. I kicked them, and then there's this spaghetti kind of went over Charles Jackson. Bands off their head.
Oh, my God.
The most frustrated I've got this year.
You wouldn't have even been able to tell the strands from his dreads, I don't reckon. It just would have looked natural.
The fluoro colours, it would have looked beautiful.
Dean, this is your last go-around with the Breakers, a club you've won four championships with. Is there a bit more emotion involved in these finals for you?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, you just, you know, whenever, you know, I've kind of been a guy that's had things stuck in my head. And, you know, when I turned 21, I said, oh, I'm not going to get married till 30. And, you know, there's stupid things in my life like that. And, you know, this one was, when I started this one, I said, yep, this one's going to be 3 years. And I kind of know that the timing was right. So, you know, really well prepared for, this to finish. But you just want it to go the right way. And, you know, when we went on that losing streak, I was like, oh, I just don't want it to end like this. And no one does. And, just so pleased that we're in the position that we're in right now, just to have another shot at it. And, you know, to get the boys out of a hole and for them to be playing good basketball right now. And that's going to be the most pleasing part about, you know, finishing.
Interested in your relationship with Paul Henare, obviously, since announcing in January that you're going to hand over the reins at the end of the season. Have you deferred more responsibility to him? And if so, will that change or stay the same during the playoffs?
Yeah, it's, you know, all throughout the 3 years, both my assistants have taken on more and more every year. And, you know, him, you know, to start it out, these are our rules defensively. We changed it the second year and went, you know, more to a system of keeping things out of the middle and doing that. And that was a good change for both of us to work together on. And then, you know, just totally let him run the scout right now. He comes to me and this is what we're doing. And, you know, do I have any things that I want to change? But, you know, he runs our defense. And, you know, especially on the road, you know, he's got some good offensive suggestions for me as well. But, you know, we bring Judd Flavel over, as we've done for all our playoff series. And it's great during the playoff series just have another set of eyes there, you know, and him more focused on our offense.
I can imagine he'd get a bit Nick Nolte on people.
I'll tell you who gets a bit... I mean, he talks about Paulie Henare. My right ear is still hurting.
Oh, from yesterday.
So game. Does Paul... I mean, Paulie Henare, just... He lets loose a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's... you know, he picks his moments and...
like all games.
he's got some great respect from the players and he's got a mana about him that, you know, when he goes off, everybody listens.
For sure. All right. Well, Dean, have fun in Melbourne for the next couple of days and all the best for your final trip around with the Breakers, trying to get that fifth championship. All the best. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, boys.